session while we will reconvene the House Special Session Committee on Budget Affairs and enter into a public hearing on House Bill 4032. Well, let's enter into a public hearing first. Is there anyone here who wishes to testify on House Bill 4032? Seeing none, we will close the public hearing and open a work session on House Bill 4032. Ted, why don't you just come on up to the dais and we'll fly without staff for a few moments. Would you like to give us a synopsis of the bill?
Sure. For the record, Ted Reutlinger, Legislative Council's office. House Bill 4032 is the election bill that you need to get HJR 76 onto the primary election ballot. What it does is it compresses the timelines to allow the normal processes to work for preparation of a ballot title, explanatory statement, and fiscal statement. The amendment is needed because of the interest of the Legislative Assembly in preparing their own ballot title for HJR 76, which I think you've introduced earlier today.
Correct, sir.
So we need to amend House Bill 4032 to accommodate the fact that the legislature may enact its own ballot title while at the same time preserving the process so that if the legislature does not enact its own ballot title, that the AG goes ahead and does one, so that when HJR 76 gets to the ballot, it will have a ballot title. That's what these Dash 1 amendments do. They basically say that the AG is supposed to go ahead and prepare the ballot title under the normal processes. The Elections Division will adopt a rule setting the timelines and the deadlines. They've negotiated that with the Attorney General's office. What these amendments do in subsection 5 is say, however, even though the AG has prepared a ballot title, if the legislature's ballot title becomes law not later than March 20th, the legislature's ballot title wins and is the ballot title for HJR 76. It will be the one in the voter's pamphlet and on the ballot. Subsection 6 says if the legislature does not enact the ballot title by March 21st, then the title prepared by the AG is the ballot title for HJR 76. I have to tell you that the folks at the Elections Division have helped me with the deadlines, but they have not seen this specific language. I'm confident that it will work. However, they may have an alternative viewpoint, so if it needs to be massaged, we might need to do that in the Senate.
I'm going to say, I think that's a discussion for a different day on a different side of the building. That'll be good that there will be some time to reflect on your specific language, and we appreciate your efforts. We know you put the afterburners on. Paul, do you have anything you want to add to that?
Go ahead. Mr. Chair.
Representative Shetter.
Well, I just want to say I appreciate Ted's quick work on this today. We saw the AG's draft ballot title for SJR 50 just last night. Of course, this is 76, but dealing with the same subject matter. And I was a little concerned about the ballot title that didn't quite use the word raid, but it as much as said that the legislature can raid the education endowment fund and take $120 million just by any and while they're at it. And I thought that certainly did not convey the essence and the spirit of the referral or the resolution. And so whether it be SJR 50 or HJR 75 or HJR 76 that gets on the ballot, this is a much more succinct and to the point and helpful ballot title than what I saw drafted.
Indeed, so, even more accurate.
I would go so far as to say that, too. I mean, with that, I'll move the Dash 1 amendments to House Bill 4032.
Representative Shetterly has moved the Dash 1s into House Bill 4032. Any discussion? Any objections? So ordered.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Shetterly.
House Bill 4032 is amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Shetterly has moved House Bill 4032. Two, as amended to the floor of the House of Representatives with a due pass recommendation. Any discussion? Any objections? Seeing none? So ordered. And as opposed to adjourn for whatever reasons. We will recess. I know of no further business to come before the committee, but in a special session, sometimes maybe it's just a better thing to recess. So
I'll leave my home phone with Paul and be 20 minutes away.
Give you my flight number to Tahiti, you know, if you need to call the cockpit. Anyway, we will recess the committee.
Does that mean, though, that you